Good afternoon, listeners. This is Corner Country, brought to you by allaussieradio.com.au and now syndicated to 97.7 Tasman FM and 87.6 Backwater Country. And have I got a fabulous program planned for you today, listeners. We are promoting the Crow's Nest Country Music Festival, and that is on from the 10th to the 16th of June there at Crow's Nest. I've got two very special guests on the show this afternoon, Mr. Locke Mackay and also Steve Sparrow, and they're going to be on the show with us a little bit later on this afternoon. I'm going to kick the program off with a song by Kiara Rodriguez. Now, Kiara is one of the artists that will be performing there at that festival as well. So we're going to kick it off with this lovely lady. The song is her brand new single, and it's a number called Ain't No Rehab. First song for the afternoon, Kiara Rodriguez, Ain't Your Rehab. That's her brand new single. We are promoting this afternoon, folks, and also next week, and we did last week as well, the Crow's Nest Country Music Festival. Now, that's from the 10th to the 16th, okay, of June. And got a lot of stuff happening out there, okay, from Monday to Friday. So that's from the 10th, Monday, right through until Friday. We've got walk-up artists. Wednesday night, that's Wednesday the 13th of June, okay, dinner and entertainment at the Grand Old Crow Hotel. Now, these numbers are very, very limited. And if you're interested in that one, folks, I suggest you give Paul Fleming a call on 0415 120 323, okay, because those numbers are very, very limited. Thursday and Friday from 8 a.m. to 9, we've got walk-ups and poets breakfast. Thursday night, meet and greet barbecue, 5:30 p.m. in the canteen area. And Friday night, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m, happy hour with some invited artists. Now, we've got some fabulous artists that are going to be appearing here, okay. Steve Sparrow is one of them. He's going to be on the show a little bit later on this afternoon. Lock Mackay, he's a guest on the program as well. And on next week's program, we've got Jed from Jed and Trudy Hints, the Hillbilly and the Hobbit, Alice Benfer, and the lady I just played, Kiara Rodriguez. I'm going to play a song now by Alice, and straight after this, we're going to have our first guest, and that is Mr. Lock Mackay. The song by Alice Benfer is a number called If Teardrops Were Silver.
If heartache was laughter, then I'd be a clown. If loneliness was happiness, I could sure spread some around. If hurting was like heaven, there'd be no wings like mine. If of health, and if missing you was riches, I'd own the world and all its wealth. And if wanting you was wisdom, I'd be the wisest, and then I'd know why I lost you could win your love again.
G'day, listeners. Welcome back to the program. Phil C, allaussieradio.com.au. The show is called Corner Country, and I've got on the phone lines with us this afternoon the one, the only, Lockie Mackay. How are you going today, Lockie?
Hey, Phil. Mate, I'm not 100%, but I'm getting better, I hope.
You're getting better. You're working yourself to the ground, eh? The last time I saw you at Bingary, you didn't stop.
We've had a big weekend, but I think just the cold weather and the flu's caught up with me a bit, but not so much the flu, just a bit of a cold and just, feeling a bit yuck in the head. But other than that, I'm kicking along just fine.
Mate, as long as that doesn't prevent you from getting to the Crow's Nest Country Music Festival, because that's what we're here to talk about. That's a little under 2 weeks. You reckon you're going to be okay for that one?
Mate, I'll be back. I'll be back better than ever.
Good on you, mate. Now, I was going to ask you, because I've never been to the Crow's Nest Country Music Festival before, and I was about to say to you, tell us all about this festival. But you've not been to it yourself, have you?
No, mate, I'm a Crow's Nest virgin.
It's just as well you're not a country music virgin, because then you'd be in all sorts of trouble.
Yeah, no, mate. No, I'm really looking forward to going to Crow's Nest. And we've got to get that right. It's Crow's Nest. It's not Crow's Nest. It's
Crow's Nest. That's it.
That's it, mate. Yeah, you've got to say it right.
you got to say it right.
I'm really looking forward to going up there. I've had a fair bit to do with Paul Fleming over the last few years. He goes to, obviously, the Sargaminda, the Channel Country. He goes out there and does a few poems and stuff.
Yes.
And I was really tickled pink when he rang me and asked me to be part of the Crow's Nest Festival this year.
Okay.
So, yeah, look, mate, I'm as green as you are when it comes to Crow's Nest.
Okay.
And I'm really looking forward to, you know, I'll get it right in a minute. Bob, the bass player, he'll be there, Rob Waters. And I know that him and Dorney have a fair bit to do with it. So, I've got a few friends going, and I'm sure it'll be a little different because... Mm-hmm. I won't have my sidekick Rob Breeze there with me, but
no.
I'm sure I can kick my way through the sound barrier, so to speak.
I think you'll be fine, mate. You got a lot of talent.
Yeah, I don't know whether it's artistry or BS artistry.
So you're gonna be a bit lonely on that stage, you reckon, without your sidekick? Because I always see you two fellas, that's Rob Breeze and yourself, playing together. You're a bit like Batman and Robin. So you're not gonna have your sidekick there. So how do you think you're gonna carry yourself?
Well, I think it could be a disaster because Rob's such a talented musician. And I just sort of fill in the gaps.
Okay.
But, mate, I've got a bit to show, so I'll be able to sing him a few tunes and tell him a few yarns and we'll work it out. We'll survive.
I think you're going to be fine, mate. It's a pity you can't tell me what the audience could expect to be seeing and hearing out there. I mean, I know Jed and Trudy are on the bill as well. We got Steve Sparrow, yep. Alice Benfer, yep. Kiara Rodriguez. So there's some fabulous yep. singers out there.
Well, I've worked with all of them except for Steve Sparrow.
Okay.
So I've done shows, like I've worked in the same festivals as Kiara and Alice and Jed and Trudy.
Yes.
I had the pleasure of singing on Jed and Trudy's album. I did the backing vocals on their album,
mm-hmm.
Most of their album. I've done a fair bit of work with those guys. But look, you know, the great thing about these festivals, it doesn't matter whether you know the people or not. It becomes a bit of a family.
It does.
It never sort of takes too long if you haven't met them before to become sort of pretty close friends. And that's the great thing about these little country festivals. They're a big family atmosphere, and I think that's why people love to go to them because everyone's made to feel welcome. No one's sort of any better than anybody else. We're just what we are and what we do, and that's what we love.
The thing is, with these smaller country festivals, they're a little bit more intimate, and you sort of, you know, you meet people as a punter, like as an audience member, but quite often people, you become mates and friends, and you'll exchange numbers, and before you know it, you'll see them at another country music festival. So it is a bit like a family, isn't it, or an extension of your family
yeah.
with the same desire, like-minded, that being country music.
Well, see, I missed the first Fargo Festival. And I've been to every one since. So they missed one with the COVID, and then I've been to every other one.
Okay.
But yeah, like when you go somewhere and you run into people that have seen you, not necessarily just at Fargo, but anywhere,
mm-hmm.
and it's just like you've seen them yesterday or the day before. Like yeah. Nothing's changed. It might be 3 years since you've seen them, but they're just as they are. You know, they want to hear a good song, or they want to hear a story, or they want to have a beer or a cup of tea with you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just how it is. And that's why we love it so much.
So when you're talking about Thargo, you're talking about Channel Country Music Festival, which is the one that Jed and Trudy Hintz do.
Correct.
So how long have you been doing that one? Yeah, that's in July. That's coming up very shortly. So how long have you been doing that one?
Well, this will be my fourth year.
Okay.
Up there.
Uh-huh.
So the first year we went, which was actually the second year. We didn't go the first year, so the second year, Jeff and I went up there, and we weren't part of the bill. We just went up. We thought we'd go up to Fargo.
Mm-hmm.
So we went up, and we were part of the walk-ups, and that's all we did the first year. And then I got invited back to do some stuff the next year, just on my own. And then so I was part of the show, and then I became part of the two Bob and the Loose Change Band.
okay.
So we've got We've got, obviously got Rob Brees and Rob Walters, so that they were the two Bobs.
Yep, yep.
Yeah. And then when Alistair and Reese and myself joined in, we became the Loose Change. So it was two Bobs and the Loose Change.
Fair enough.
And some of us are a little looser than others.
I'm not going there, mate. And, of course, the thing with this particular festival, Crow's Nest Country Music, Paul Fleming, he's the guy organising this one, and he's the same fellow with the Channel Country, isn't he?
Yeah, he comes and does poetry and walk-ups and does sort of different big things there, and I've seen him at different festivals also doing the poetry. And he's a great bloke, really nice fella. And, mate, I don't know how many people realise just how much work's involved in these little festivals, but I know firsthand that there's a lot of work involved in getting things done. And I know that Paul will run a very tight ship, but a really friendly ship as well during the Crow's Nest Festival.
Fantastic. Well, I can't wait to see you up there, Lockie. I hope you get better soon, mate. I know you're sounding okay to me on the phone, but you're obviously feeling pretty ordinary.
Yeah, look, mate, I feel better today than I did yesterday. Yep. So that's a good thing.
That sure is.
I'm on the way up, I think.
Absolutely, because we've got about 12 days before this festival hits at Crow's Nest. It's the 10th to the 16th of June. And there's stacks of stuff going on. 5 days of walk-ups that want to get up there and have a crack. And there's a lot of stuff happening.
Not exactly sure what day I'm going to get up there, because I'll certainly be there Friday or Thursday or Friday sometime.
Fantastic. Well, I look forward to catching up with you there, my friend.
Yeah, mate, you too. And we might even have a glass of water together.
Absolutely. Brown water up there, I understand. And it's ball water. It's pretty brown, and it's got a bit of a fizz to it too.
Yeah, it's carbonated, naturally carbonated.
If you drink too much, you start to get a bit spinny too, so we've got to be careful with that, okay?
Oh, yeah, I've had that for 2 days. I don't want that.
Fair enough. Mate, before I let you go, I'm going to play a song from your album that you did with your brother, That Brother of Mine. Now, how's that brother of yours going?
Well, he's going good. He's having a little procedure done tomorrow, so I'm thinking about him.
Yes.
And I reckon it'd be great if you could play that that little song on the album called Brotherly Love.
Definitely we'll play that for you, mate. Thank you so much taking the time to talk with us today. And I'll see you at the Crow's Nest Country Music Festival, and that is 10th to 16th of June.
Thanks very much, mate. Great to talk to you, and I hope to see 100,000 people there.
Absolutely.
Well, 99,000 anyway.
Well, yeah, that's it. All right, folks, we're going to be back with more of Corner Country straight after Brotherly Love from That Brother of Mine.
We share the same last name and the same color eyes. We fought like tigers over that old red bike. I'm batting first and you can't use my gloves. It wouldn't take long until push came to shove, but we looked out for each other, brotherly love. You hated girls till I had my first date. I brought her home from the movies. You stayed up late. Three on the couch watching TV. I was smiling at her while you were laughing at me. I wouldn't trade it for nothing, brotherly love. There's a bond that brothers know, and it gets stronger as they grow. A love that time and miles can't come between. Disagree, but in the end there will never be two closer friends, and Brotherly love is something we all need. They share the same last name and the same color eyes, but they fight like tigers over one old red bike. Looking at them reminds me of us. They're gonna fight and they're gonna fuss, but they've got something special. It's brotherly love. We've got something special. It's brotherly love.
Oh, there you go, folks. What a great song. Brotherly Love from the album That Brother of Mine. We're going to do a double shot, Lock. I mean, he's going to be out there at the Crows Nest Country Music Festival. I think he's going to get there probably around about the Saturday or the Friday. Okay, the festival starts on Monday the 10th, and I think he's getting there probably around about Friday. So we're going to play a song from that album, That Brother of Mine, and the number is called Don't Let the Old Man In. The Mackay Brothers, folks.
Don't let the old man in. I want to live some more. Can't leave it up to him. He's knocking on my door. I knew all of my life that someday it would end. Get up and go outside. Don't let the old man in. Many moons I have lived, my body's weathered. Ask yourself how old you'd be if you didn't know the day you were born. Try to love on your wife and stay close to your friends. Toast each sundown with wine. Don't let the old how old you'd be if you didn't know the day you were born. When he rides up on his horse, you feel that cold bitter wind. Look out your window and smile. Don't let the old man. Look out your window and smile. Don't let the old man in.
Oh, there you go, folks. Don't Let the Old Man In. That is the Mackay Brothers. And, yeah, Lockie, one of the ones that will be appearing out there at the Crows Nest Country Music Festival. Going to play a song by one of the artists that will be on the show next week. It goes by the name of Jed Hintz, okay? Jed and Trudy, the Hillbilly and the Hobbit. And the song we're going to play for you by them, folks, is a number called The Rose of Tralee.
The pale moon was rising above the green mountains. The sun was declining beneath the blue sea. When I strayed with my love to that clear crystal fountain that stands in the beautiful Vale of Tralee. She was lovely and fair as the rose of the summer, yet was not her beauty alone that won me. Oh no, 'twas a truth in her eyes ever that made me love Mary, my Rose of Tralee. The cool shades of evening, their mantles were spreading, and Mary, smiling, was listening to me. The moon through the valley, her pale rays were shedding. When I won the heart of the Rose of Tralee, she was lovely. That made me love Mary, my Rose of Tralee. She was lovely. Made me love Mary, my Rose of Tralee.
Ah, there you go, listeners. That is Trudy Hintz, Jed and Trudy from the album Songs My Mother Sang to Me. This is Corner Country on allaussieradio.com.au, now syndicated to 97.7 Tasman FM and 87.6 Backwater Country, 24/7 Country Channel. On the phones with us this afternoon, listeners, we have Steve Sparrow, one of the artists that will be performing at the Crow's Nest Country Music Festival. How are you today, Steve? How are you going?
I'm great, Phil. Yeah, thanks for having us on your show.
Well, thank you for being part of the program. It's a pleasure to speak with you. I've not spoken with you before, and although I have listened to some of your music, you're an extremely talented individual, my friend.
Oh, thanks, mate. Yeah, it's just great, you know, writing songs and getting some new music out there. Yeah, put out a new album last year, which was good, and yeah, it's nice to be you know, getting some stuff out there.
Absolutely fabulous. Before we get too much into your music, I just want to let my listeners know, you were actually born blind, is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. I'm totally blind. Yeah, I was born totally blind. And, yeah. And basically, I run a recording studio, and basically we do that by the use of what we call a screen reader,
mm-hmm.
which is just a bit of software that sits on your computer and changes what you see on the screen into speech. And basically that way we can get around most computer programs. Some things aren't accessible to us, but most things are, which is good.
So when did you first pick up a guitar and decide that you wanted to play music and sing songs?
Well, I started playing when I was about probably 11 or so. Didn't really intend to. I don't think I really intended to sing or anything like that. But I think once you learn a few chords on the guitar, I mean, I grew up listening to, all sorts, a lot of country music and stuff, and sort of broadened my horizons as I grew older and listened to all sorts of stuff. But I think once you start to learn a few chords on the guitar, it's kind of a natural, for me, it was just a natural progression to sort of just start singing, and it sort of went from there pretty much. So I've been playing for quite a while, and I got involved in the local country music club around here, Redlands Modern Country Music Club, when I was about 12 or 13. And then, from there we progressed to doing shows, and then did a few little sort of tours overseas, and started actually recording with the Selection Records label back in the mid-90s. And then, things just sort of went from there, yeah.
So apart from singing, songwriting, producing, recording in your studio, you also teach music, is that correct?
Well, yeah, I teach some music, but I essentially what I'm doing at the moment is teaching a lot other blind people to the world of sort of audio and production and how to produce stuff and how to use a lot of these programs that, I had a lot of assistance in the early days, and it was a lot of people haven't had the fortune to have that sort of help. So I like to sort of provide that and give people a chance to sort of explore the same sort of things, and hopefully they can create their own music or whatever they want to create. And I teach blind people mainly because it's very difficult for me to teach a sighted person how to use a computer program like Pro Tools or something like that, because the way you guys use a computer with a mouse is not the way we do it as blind people. So we use shortcuts, keyboard commands to get around the whole computer.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I've sort of specialized in that, and I've got four or five students, and and the other thing, I'm also involved in radio myself. I work as a producer at one of the local stations here. So I keep myself pretty busy, I think, anyway.
I think you definitely keep yourself extremely busy, Steve. You've got three albums to your credit.
Well, three studio albums, and I did a live album.
Yes.
So, put my first album out in the mid-90s with my sister. We had a duo called The Sparrows.
Yes.
And that was on the Selection Records label. That was the same label that people like Reg Poole and Terry Gordon and Barry Thornton, they were all sort of recording for at the time,
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it was great to be a part of that little team. And after that, my sister and I sort of moved on a bit. Shell wanted to get into other sort of types of work and got involved in the corporate world. And I sort of stayed in music and followed more of a solo career. And then, I didn't put out an album for some years. until about 2016. I got right back into putting out my own music again. Put out an album called Paint Your Cactus Green.
Yes.
And one of the songs on that album got to number one in the country tracks chart, which was a good thing. Yeah, a song called Social Network Freak. Well, that was a strange little song about...
I was going to ask you, tell me about it. What's the backstory to a song?
A song like that probably may not be written nowadays, because when I wrote that song, it was about 20... The year was 2013 or something like that when I wrote that. And it was just at that time where everyone was paranoid about Facebook and how it was going to wreck the world, and no one was going to talk to each other anymore. You know, you probably remember all the stuff about it, you know, like, and people were going, oh, yeah, no one's going to talk to anyone. They're like, no, everyone's just going to sit at home and bury themselves in their screens, and no one's going to communicate or go out. And you know, there was a lot of that sort of talk. Some people were saying that, and I thought, oh, there's got to be a song in this. So I've been thinking about it for a while, and then a mate of mine, we were sitting having a jam with a friend of mine one time, and I think he started making up some lines, like, I'm sick and tired of sitting around smoking cigarettes or something. And I said, no, sitting around playing on the net, you know, like, you know, like the internet sort of thing, you know.
Yes, yes.
And the song just took off from there. It's like, as soon as he said that cigarettes line, of which I worked out was going to rhyme with playing on the net,
mm-hmm.
I thought, here it is. This is, and we just wrote it fairly quickly from there. So it's got it's just a bit of a tongue-in-cheek little comedy song. And it seemed to hit the mark at the time when I put it out.
Well, I'm sick and tired of wasting time playing on the net. I've got 1,000 friends on Facebook, most I've never met. And it really gets my Twitter when the laptop's up the creek and looking at me in the mirror is a social network freak. With a smartphone at my side and earphones on me head, I'm tapping, telling all the world what Uncle Nev just said. Now me pet parrot got away and flew off up the street. He let me know where he was at by sending me a tweet. Now I'm staring at the screen of this iPad once again, and I'm wondering how the hell on earth my eyes can stand the strain. And I know it's a no-brainer, but it gets me through the week, so it's morning all, one and all, from a social network freak. I like hers and she likes his and all that other bull. I'm texting to me brother, we're both sitting round the pool. I could just as easily open up my mouth and speak to him, but I'm not much for talking and I'm just a little dim. So I'm staring at the screen of this iPad once again, and I'm wondering how the hell on earth my eyes can stand the strain. And I know it's a no-brainer, but it gets me through the week, so it's morning all, yes, one and all, from a social network freak. Well, I'll just keep on tapping, and you just keep on crapping on about the instant coffee that you spilt in Grandma's shoes. And I'm still staring at the screen of this iPad once again, and I don't know how much longer these eyes will stand the strain. Well, I know it's a no-brainer, but it gets me through the week. So it's morning all, one and all, what a lovely day and a chat with Paul. Some new message from Tammy Hall, it's night-night all, one and all, you social network freaks.
Social network freak.
Yeah, well, it did do pretty well at the time, and it's like the title track of my album is a song called Paint Your Cactus Green, which is... it's a time capsule as well, because that was written as a result of my son, who was 6 at the time. Would you believe he's now 18?
Right.
So that was a time thing as well, because that was all about, you know, the sort of precious time that you spend when you're raising kids. And just little paint your cactus green was something on the TV that he was watching. So once again, a song like that couldn't be written now because he's virtually an adult, you know. So,
yes.
But then, you know, there's always new songs to write and new things that come along.
Well, you've got this brand new album, which we'll talk about in a moment, and that one is actually, that's your latest one, Now and Forever. So we'll talk about that in a sec. I want to sort of ask you about the Crow's Nest Country Music Festival, because you've actually been there a couple of times before, haven't you?
I played there in 2022, a couple of years ago.
Right.
And, it's a lot of fun. It's a good little festival. Crow's Nest, and basically, I think it starts on the
10th of June.
10th, and basically the first week of the festival, they have a lot of walk-up artists. So if you're out there and you want to have a go, or they give everyone a bit of a go through the week, which is great. And then on the 15th and 16th of June, on Saturday and Sunday, they start off the day with the poet's breakfast. So and that's always interesting. A lot of different poets, bush poets, and all sorts of stuff. And they got a bunch of different artists there. Well, they got Kiara Rodriguez, who is a good friend of mine. Kiara and I have known each other a long time. We got the Cartwheels.
Yes.
And they're pretty good. They're great. And then Jed and Trudy Hinz, Alice Benfer.
Yes, Alice Benfer.
So
Locke Mackay is out there as well.
Yes, that's correct. And there's just so many it's just great that people like Paul, who run this festival, they put themselves out there and they work incredibly hard every, all through the year getting these things together. And it just brings, it keeps country music alive, It also allows us to get out and promote ourselves and sell some albums, and getting out there is just really a lot of fun. And it keeps all these little music festivals that go on, it really keeps us country music artists sort of out there, really.
Mm.
Well, yeah, it's a great festival, Crow's Nest. Yeah.
Well, I've never been to this one. This is a first for me, so I can't wait to get out there and see you perform. But
cheers, man.
What else have you got happening for the rest of the year after this one?
I've got the Nanango Country Music Festival coming up in the rest of the year, and yes. I've got a show happening in Brisbane in August. I'm working at the City Hall, and I've got a little trio happening, and I'm doing a show called the Rock and Country Blues Show. And essentially, what that is I look at the link between country music and rock and roll and blues music, because rock and roll really did grow out of the early blues music and country music. It's really where it sort of came from. So I talk about the link between all that, and there's a bit of a story amongst it, and sort of play a lot of the songs that a lot of people will know, but sort of tie it together with a bit of a story and sort of explain some of the history around it all, and hopefully people sort of find it interesting. And I'm looking forward to going to Tamworth next year. Got a few things happening there.
Right.
Just waiting to, So, I'm looking forward to doing a lot more festivals, hopefully next year as well. So it's just, and also I do a lot of gigs just at a lot of clubs and stuff around Brisbane. I'm sort of working most weekends doing that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, that musically, that's pretty well what's happening. Yeah.
So tell us now about your latest album before we wind this one up, Steve. The latest album is called Now and Forever. The title, first of all, where did that come from? Now and Forever. There's a message in that.
Yeah, Now and Forever. That was it's a fairly upbeat little sort of bluegrass type song. I wrote that song for my wife, Karen, and, been together for, well, actually, we've been married 20 years this year, so a bit of a milestone.
Mm-hmm.
And put that song together. That song actually started out its life when we went up to Tamboree, because I'm from Brisbane here, and we went up to Tambourine Mountain a couple of hours away, and we bought this cuckoo clock, you know?
Yes.
And I said to Karen, and I said to a couple of other friends, I said, oh, should write a song with some sort of line that said, oh, feeling near as cuckoo as the clock there on the wall, and which is what I, and the song ended up as a little song for my wife, and it's just a happy little song, really, and turned out pretty well, so I made it the title track of the album. I've released like three singles off the album. I just put out that as a single a few weeks ago.
Yes.
And it didn't go too bad. It got to about number 15, I think, on the country tracks charts, and it got to number two or three in the traditional country chart that I think LBS run. Yeah. And, it didn't go too bad. And before that, I released a single called American Honey. And that's got a bit of an interesting history about it as well.
Okay.
That was written over a bottle of American Honey.
Good stuff.
But the thing was about that song, it was inspired by a mate of mine. I was staying with a friend of mine at that time up the Sunshine Coast. And he lives right near a level crossing, you know, near a train station. So all these trains, and lots of trains up there have to stop and blow their whistle and then, you know, move on being a level crossing. And he said to me, oh, you know, it's a nice little place, this, but the only thing that annoys me are these train whistles all the time. You know, I'm a bit of a train buff myself. So I said to him, I really quite like it, but I like these trains, you know. But I thought, well, let's. We were thinking about writing a song that weekend, and then I said, this is as great an idea as any for a song, so it just happened, you know. And then the first single I put out was a song written by Virginia Herbal Code, called Big Old Land Australia, and that did fairly well. So getting the album out, and I've got a couple more singles to sort of put out, so you just sort of and keep yourself out there a bit and keep things rolling.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, we're going to keep it rolling. We're going to play one of these songs for you now before we wind this up, Steve. Which one do you think our listeners would like to hear? I always ask, what's your favourite? And that's probably the most impossible question to answer because you probably love them all. But which one do you think our listeners would like to hear the most out of those three singles?
We might just go with the latest single. We'll go with Now and Forever.
Okay.
I think it's, tried to make this song not full on bluegrass, but it has this sort of bluegrassy sort of flavour about it. It's got a banjo in it and a mandolin, and so it must be bluegrass, you know. And this song actually got nominated for I was a top five finalist in the TSA, Tamworth Songwriters Association. It got nominated for the bluegrass category.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really pleased about that, you know. It didn't go too bad.
So you intended it to be sounding bluegrass when you originally wrote it, or no?
Did I? I can't really remember. I think so. I don't know if I did. It just sort of came out, and once I'd finished it, I thought, oh, this really does need to be a sort of bluegrass-ish type of song. I wouldn't call it strictly bluegrass. You could have produced it in different ways. That song, you know, could have been more of a straight country song if I'd wanted it to be. But no, it just sort of ended up that way, I think. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're going to wind this up now. Thank you so much for your time, Steve. How can people find out about you and your music? You've got a website you'd like to tell our listeners about?
Yeah, I do. I've got a website. It's called the website is allthews.sparrowmusic.com.au.
That's the best place to find you.
Sparrow, just sparrowmusic.com.au, and You can also find me on the all those digital platforms, Spotify and Apple Music and Amazon Music, all that stuff. And you can also, if you want to purchase songs, you can get them through my website at sparrowmusic.com.au, or if you send me an email, Steve, or through that website, I can send you a real copy of the CD, CD.
A physical copy, you know? Yes.
And those, one of those CDs, those things, you know, people don't sort of, you know, hear about as much nowadays.
Not as much, CDs. But I still prefer them. I still prefer them.
Apart from all those digital
platforms, forget that. My listeners don't go to digital platforms. We want physical music. That's the way to go.
Go to CD. Yeah, I agree.
All right, mate. Well, we're gonna wrap this up now. Thank you so much. Steve Sparrow's his name, listeners. Thank you for taking the time to talk to us and being part of the program.
Thank you, Phil. Look forward to seeing you out there at Crow's Nest.
Absolutely. We'll be out there, listeners. Crow's Nest Country Music Festival, 10th to 16th of June. Check out Steve Sparrow. You've got all his addresses there. We're going to wind it up now with his brand-new single from his brand-new album, Now and Forever. It's a bluegrass sort of track, folks, so make sure you check it out, and we'll be back with more Corner Country straight after that.
Feels like we're running round in circles, trying to keep sight of the ball. And I'm feeling near as cuckoo as the clock there on the wall. But that's okay, 'cause it's a summer day out on the back porch, and it's ours in every way. Friends will come and some may roll away, just like ships out on the sea. But you and I are meant forever, like some chartered destiny. Well, I got you in my life and I'm feeling good, my girl. Living on planet A, you know you'd rock my world. Things are fine with me when I think about you, babe. I'm glad to say, love's here to stay, now and forever. The door, the wind and rain can stay out there. In here the world belongs to you and me. I know you know how much I care. And it's alright, 'cause it's a summer night outside the window, and it's gonna be just fine. Yeah, feels like we're running round in circles, trying to keep sight of the ball. Yet I'm feeling near as cuckoo as the clock there on the wall. Well, I got you in my life and I'm feeling good, my girl. Living on planet A, you know you rock my world. Things are fine with me when I think about you, babe. And I'm glad to say, love's here to stay, now and forever. Well, I got you in my life and I'm feeling good, my girl. Living on planet A, you know you rock my world. Things are fine with me when I think about you, babe. Again I'll say, love's here to stay, now and forever. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, Well, there you go, folks. That's Now and Forever from the album of the same name title by Steve Sparrow, one of the artists that will be appearing at the Crows Nest Country Music Festival, okay, from the 10th to the 16th of June. It's on, and I think Steve's due out there probably on the Friday or the Saturday of that week, okay, folks. The first 5 days, walk-up artists. So if you want to have a crack at being a country recording artist, why not jump up there and do your stuff, okay? Monday to Friday, walk-up artists. Wednesday night, dinner and entertainment at the Grand Old Crow Hotel. Limited numbers, folks. If you want to be part of that one, you've got to ring Paul Fleming on 0415 120 323. Thursday and Friday from 8 o'clock in the morning, 8 to 9, we've got some walk-ups and at the Poets Breakfast. Thursday night, meet and greet barbecue, 5:30 in the evening. Friday night, 6 till 7, happy hour show with some invited artists. So make sure you get along to Crow's Nest, okay, to the Country Music Festival 2024. I'm going to play you one more song before I put the horse in the stable. Hang up the headphones. This is Kiara Rodriguez, and the song we're going to play for you is a number called I Don't Love You Anymore. Kiara Rodriguez.
Forget, forgive, move on, they say. It's not worth the price you pay. Clinging to a love that's come to pass. And someday I'll escape the tears. I'll heal and I'll confront my fears. Love was lost, but it won't be my last. This sorrow I ain't taking, though my heart is surely breaking. And though it hurts me, I still know the scar. You don't love me anymore. There's nothing I can do. I can fight and I can cry, but that still won't get me you. You don't have to say you're sorry. You don't have to blind pretend. Cause all the things must reach their bitter end. You don't love me anymore. Pretty, smart, and beautiful. She's everything, she's wonderful. You can't help but rank me second best. I gave you love, the truest kind. And yet it seems I tend to find that somehow I just don't pass the test. And maybe I deserve it. Then again, you can't be worth it. If you think that I'm not worth fighting for, you don't love me anymore. There's nothing I can do. I can fight and I can cry, but that still won't give me you. You don't have to say you're sorry. You don't have to blame.
There we go, folks. What a way to end the show. Kiara Rodriguez, she will be on the program next week along with Jed. Hence, and also Alice Banfer. Folks, it's time for me to put the horse in the stable, kick back on the porch with a beer and a jack. So until next week, folks, yee-haw! I'm going to see you somewhere around Corner Country.